I am speaking today about how we as exoconscious humans can use science and engineering to advance our natural human consciousness. This knowledge will dramatically increase your appreciation and use of your body and your biology. Our mind is our body. Our exoconsciousness is our biology. Our home is the cosmos. Using science, we come into a deeper understanding that humans naturally function and belong in the cosmos. In today's presentation, I am going to share important information about the future of humans. Some information will inspire you. Other information may make you cringe, feel anxious or fearful, or even deny the information and ignore it. I ask you to take an objective eagle eye perspective. Listen and become aware, because there is a purpose behind your uncomfortable feelings. Evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould proposed the theory called punctuated equilibrium. That means that living organisms such as humans experience a significant spike of evolutionary growth and change in short, stressful bursts. We are living in such a stressful, compressed time of growth. And I hope that this talk helps to lead you through some of these feelings you're having in this compressed time of growth. So as you listen and become aware, I ask you to allow your body, mind, and spirit to experience an uncomfortable pressure. Allow the pressure to be built in within you, because it may help ignite your enlightenment. Exoconsciousness requires that we continually transmute our energies or change them, change our energies to evolve into a higher state of wisdom. To do this, let's today just pretend or imagine that we are medieval alchemists, that we transmute energy, that we get in our lab and we turn lead into gold. Transmuting means to change one element into another, such as lead into gold. So let's begin. If you wish, you may close your eyes and take a few deep cleansing breaths, centering yourself as an alchemist. Imagine you are in an ancient alchemy lab performing an experiment, transmuting lead into gold. Relax into that image and imagine the filtered sunlight of dawn coming into your small medieval windows. Hear the sounds of life around you of that time, the bird song, the insects, your village coming alive with daily work. Take a moment to appreciate the lab that you built. Look at your hands. Look at your clothing. Look at your feet. Are you wearing shoes? What do they look like? Feel your mind, the powerful energy of your intellect. Hear the echo of your heart pulse through you. Know the pride that you hold in your alchemy work. Now take another deep breath and look down at your lab table. Focus on your experiment and begin your work. Pretend or imagine that you can smell the chemicals as you measure them. Feel the cautious care with which you mix them. And feel the ancient, fragile manuscript beneath your fingertips. Run your hand across the formula you are using. As you feel the ink on the manuscript, you feel gratitude for those who have protected and passed on this information to you. And now, imagine that you can immediately move timelines. Shift in today at the conference. Look at your hands. Who are you today? See your lab in your mind's eye. Is your lab a computer screen, a classroom, a tech lab, a healing clinic, an art studio? And then when you're ready, open your eyes. The assignment of this talk is that you will receive new information to design the formula for changing the material lead of transhumanism into the gold of exoconsciousness. Transhumanism is the belief that humans must evolve beyond current physical and mental limitations. Transhumanism believes this is possible, especially by utilizing science and technology. It advocates for using artificial extensions to improve the physical body and for the use of AI for human activities such as automated driving, robotic surgery, data analysis, and artificial reproduction. Exoconsciousness is the belief that humans have an innate ability to connect, communicate, and co-create with ETs and multidimensional beings in a natural field of consciousness. This is an innate ability that belongs to all humans. Exoconsciousness advocates for preserving and advancing the biological energetic systems within our natural body, such as chakras, meridians, all of our subtle bodies, the astral, the etheric, the emotional. Using all of these bodies is how we evolve as cosmic citizens. Warning. There is a warning on this presentation. And the warning is that transhumanism is tricky because most transhuman programs are hidden beneath the surface of science and technology. If you can, just imagine transhumanism as a hidden current, a riptide, a rip current. I'm sure you've seen this on the television or a video or maybe on the beaches where you live. This rip current seems inviting and harmless. We often choose to go into the rip current at the beach because it looks so gentle compared to the other waves around it. And we are unaware of its potential for drowning and death. So today we will be examining the hidden current of transhumanism through two fields, brain science and artificial intelligence. Brain science is where we transmute or turn the lead into gold, how we view our brain. DNA is how we transmute, how we perceive the potential of our body's DNA. So instead of being caught in fear of the transhuman current, fear of drowning and death, we'll begin to calmly transmute the information it brings us. Transmuting the transhuman information into gold for use by exoconscious humans. First, let's start with the Blue Brain Project, 2013. It was a Swiss project. It used algebraic geometric math to create simulations and reconstruct a mouse brain. So they built a mouse brain similar to how engineers would design and build an automobile or a spacecraft using CAD or computer-aided design. They chose a mouse brain, assuming their model could easily be transferred to simulate a human brain. But the Swiss Blue Brain Project made an astounding discovery. They discovered that the mouse brain was 11-dimensional. Here's how they discovered the 11-dimensional brain works. The scientists in the Blue Brain Project found that the brain reacts to stimulus by building and then destroying a tower of multidimensional blocks. So you see the picture of these geometric blocks. Some of those geometric blocks that our brain builds have 11 dimensions. So what happens is our brain builds these 11-dimensional features within it, these 11-dimensional blocks that can be seen. And then similar to an 11-dimensional sandcastle, it disintegrates. So our brain builds these 11-dimensional structures, and then it disintegrates. Now, let's transmute this brain science for use as an exoconscious human. We live as beings with a natural 11-dimensional brain. Let that sink in. We live as human beings with a natural 11-dimensional brain. We possess and thus live and move through life expressing and acting through what we call our multidimensional consciousness. So as exoconscious humans, we are psychically aware that we're living through and living in and traveling through 11 dimensions and connecting with beings and energies in each dimension, and of them simultaneously visiting and living in our Earth dimension. Having this connection, this contact, communication, and co-creation with ETs and multidimensional beings, such as angels and energetic beings. Barbara Handclaw had a theory of the 9 dimensions within consciousness. She is a Pleiadian contactee and author. She identified that Earth contains 9 dimensions of consciousness that humans can access. It is important for humans to regain consciousness of these 9 dimensions. I'm using her as an example, and there are other traditions that have 10, 11, 12 dimensions, many more. So today we're just using Barbara Handclaw's 11 dimensions because I really think it speaks to how we move through these dimensions as a multidimensional consciousness. According to Handclaw, 9 dimensions exist along the axis of a world tree, which is grounded in the center of the Earth. The world tree is the cosmic force that creates time and all of the dimensional realms. Belief in the world tree is a global phenomenon found in many cultures and called by many different names. So let's begin to look at the 9 dimensions of consciousness and what they are. The first dimension is the iron core crystal at the center of the Earth. Maybe you visited that dimension. When we match our inner core within us to the core of the Earth, we are truly centered. The crystal core of the Earth in the first dimension is the relationship of the Earth center with other planets and stars and their centers. So as we become aware of the center of the Earth in the first dimension, we begin to access other centers and other planets and other stars. The second dimension is the space between the center of the Earth and the surface of the Earth. It is the realm of what some people call the elementals, the fairies, the elves, the earth guardians. These guardians and keepers of the inner earth facilitate a relationship between earth and humans. It is the job of the elemental beings to keep the fires of the inner earth burning, and they need our help with this. And they, in turn, help us. There is a community founded on the harsh coast of northern Scotland called Findhorn. And the Findhorn community gathered in a small trailer and began a garden on the coast of Scotland, the far north coast of Scotland, and began communicating with the inner earth spirits and the elementals. And as they did that, they began to grow vegetables and fruits that rivaled anything that had been ever seen in that area. The third dimension is our embodied 3D reality. This is very important because oftentimes we hear people sort of disregard the 3D as though it's a bad place to be and kind of, I'm embarrassed, I'm 3D, I'm not 5D. Well, I would submit that the 3D realm is important because this is the realm where humans are most focused in their daily life. Therefore, it is the realm where we have the most power and impact. We must be firmly grounded in our 3D physical bodies. Our exoconscious ability to receive messages and signals from the other dimensions comes through our 3D body. It is the power of the third dimension that we live in every day. The fourth dimension is the layer around Earth. So it's the layer above and around Earth. The fourth dimension is the realm of myths and archetypes, the collective unconscious, the group mind, the hive mind. It's the dimension described by psychologist Carl Jung. This layer of consciousness is in part created by a group mind of thinking and feeling and beliefs. It's emotional. And this fourth dimension often creates its belief system and builds it around fear, paranoia, and drama. In the fourth dimension, we need to take a hard look at our belief systems and determine where they came from. deprogram ourselves if we wish, and release unneeded belief systems. In this dimension, we could also seek positive affirmation and messages from our ancestors and the mythology of the earth. The fifth dimension is love, sensuality, and light from ET realms such as the Pleiades. Many extraterrestrial races enter our dimensional mind through the fifth dimension. The human heart is the channel for love mediated by 5D. The stars created the elements of our bodies from their burning, passionate cores, and we're made of, as we call it, fifth dimensional star stuff. We call ourselves star seeds when we identify with the fifth dimension. Earth is bathed in the love orbit or the gravitational pull of the sun. So ask yourself, what humans, ETs, and multidimensional beings pull you toward love? The sixth dimension is the realm of geometric forms and patterns. It allows light and sound to manifest into concrete physical matters. Forms exist in this sixth dimension, not just as geometrics and different geometric forms, but also language forms like dog, tree, human. Actually, the pattern of our soul becomes imprinted in this sixth dimension. So by keeping a healthy relationship with the sixth dimension, we can remain united to our soul. Sixth dimension is the realm of rituals, especially rituals of high seasons like the equinox or the solstices or the holy seasons filled with music and images and symbols. Ask yourself, what is your belief and imprinting about your soul origin in the sixth dimension? The seventh dimension is the realm of vibrational resonance. Light becomes sound in the seventh dimension. Language and sound are related to this dimension. We speak and sing in sound. Your words in the seventh dimension are your truth. What if you thought about every time you spoke, you were speaking from the seventh dimension and you were speaking from the truth of the seventh dimension? The sound frequency of truth vibrates through your body at any given time. The eighth dimension of consciousness is light. Light generated from the darkness, the all-knowing one. This is the light and knowing of the cosmos, clear intellect, the God knowing. In the eighth dimension, we interact with God or the one or whatever you perceive the divine to be. Also in the eighth dimension, this is important. This is where the council of great beings and masters often dwell, or some call the galactic federations or the star councils. The ninth dimension is time, the creative, generative source of all. Here is the time of origin. In this center of the galaxy, all time is created. Time creates all that has been and ever will be. Filaments of darkness in this dimension are turned into light, and the light gives rise to experience, and experience creates more experience and the many intersecting layers of time and the many timelines that we live in. This is where we experience past, present, and future, all part of the creating now. So accessing the ninth dimension also gives us access to all the dimensions below, but beyond the ninth dimension. So let's take this brain modeling and dimensional information and turn now to another key to our human consciousness, DNA. This is a very important slide. It's actually an advertisement by a bank that maybe you'll see in an airport someday. Your DNA will be your data. Be part of the future. Your DNA is your unique signal. It is your unique resonance frequency. Your DNA is your bioresonance. And it's important to grasp that because of what science and engineering are teaching us about DNA, that every human on the earth has a unique bioresonance that is attuned to their DNA. That your natural DNA is unlike anyone else's. your DNA and the bioresonance of your DNA belongs to you alone. So how did this knowledge come about? Genetic engineering works by taking one short segment of your DNA, primarily mitochondrial DNA, and through that, they are able to identify every individual on the earth through their DNA. They are able to build a library of DNA. With this library, then scientists are able to cross-reference the DNA database. Who relates to who? Who can they combine with who? Who can they engineer? The world of genetic engineering and surveillance lives in this world of unique DNA resonance. It's used by law enforcement, banking, medicine, and education, just to name a few. Please, if you don't take anything else from this talk today, take the fact that your DNA is your unique bioresonance, and in the future, your DNA is rapidly becoming your identity. It will become your identity to the extent that you can eventually throw away your driver's license, your passport, your vaccine card, your school, medical, legal records. All of that information on paper can be thrown away and actually stored in your DNA. Stored in your DNA and housed in a blockchain. It's stored in data banks across the world and in satellites across our globe. And in some cases, it may be accessible without your consent.